Having trouble sleeping? You're far from alone. But did you know that a simple practice involving keyword commands can help you drift off into a blissful slumber and wake feeling refreshed and rested? This hypnosis track uncovers the power of keyword commands to help you say goodnight and good riddance to insomnia once and for all.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And before you begin this relaxing experience, deep breath in. And a relaxing breath out. If you can close your eyes as I begin to speak with that part of you now that might not know that sleep is possible, doubts that might not happen. Because you're here, and the other side of you probably knows, you can sleep, can't you? And as I begin to speak to that side of you that tries not to relax, you can allow your chest to rise and fall. But whatever you do, try not to get physically comfortable now. In fact, the harder you try to not relax, the more relaxed you will become. And so if you can open your eyes and try not to close them, fill your mind with all sorts of nonsense. Take a deep breath in and a tense breath out, and you can allow your arms and legs to be stiff, arms restless. In fact, the more tense you become, the heavier you feel, drifting into this relaxing experience. But I really don't know if you'll experience trance just yet. Eyes open, nonsense in your mind, physically uncomfortable, perfect. And yet the more you try to keep your eyes open, the heavier your eyelids might feel, the support of the chair supporting you to go deeper. Heavy arms, heavy legs, heavy eyes. And yet the more you try not to relax, the harder it becomes to not feel completely comfortable now. What some people love about hypnosis is their thoughts are clearer, more detached. But before you experience complete relaxation, if you could think about not being able to sleep. In fact, the more you think about not being able to sleep, the heavier your eyelids become, the more you try to not let your eyelids become heavy, the more relaxed you find yourself, deeper into this experience. And you find the more you concentrate on not being able to get a deep, restful sleep, the more physical comfort you feel. The more you reject the feeling of comfort, the more deeply relaxed you become into this soothing experience. And yet if you worry about not sleeping, the heavier your eyelids, the more you question, no way can you sleep, the more physically comfortable you find yourself. And if your eyes haven't closed already now, you can close your eyes and relax. And before you begin to sense deep relaxation now, I want to remind you how special you are. You've managed to slow down your heart rate, blood pressure, slow down your breathing, without me asking that of you. That's how special you are. Shoulders relaxed, arms, legs, face relaxing. And in the past, you've been experiencing sleeplessness, not getting enough sleep, insomnia or something else. But the good news is, it's got nothing to do with you. There's a process to it. We've all experienced at one stage of our lives falling asleep in the car, on a bus or train, or being a tired child asleep in a mother's arms. That wonderful feeling of complete exhaustion. And in a moment, I'm going to share with you a few stories. And at first, you might think, why am I sharing with you these stories? But your subconscious mind will be listening and do something wonderful for you a little later on. And in the Journal of the International Journal of Clinical and Experimental Hypnosis, there was a recent study on Vittorio Benassi titled Emotional Functional Autonomy. Because in the 1920s, Benassi could measure people's emotions by their respiratory profile. He could measure it without cognitive or imaginative experience. How someone was feeling just by how they were breathing. They could measure hope, happiness, and a few other emotions. And more recently, these findings were confirmed. And researchers discovered a skin conductance for each emotion. And your heart, as you know, generates an electromagnetic field much stronger than that of the brain. And out of all the organs of your body, your heart has its own intelligence. And it connects us to love, unity. And when our heart experiences love and unity, or elevated emotions, such as joy, freedom, we experience a deep sense of calm, relaxation. We feel safe. And in between our heartbeats, you might already know there's like a Morse code from the heart to the brain, a series of complex transmissions. Balancing the body, heart, mind, to what we need. And our nose as we breathe. The nostrils take in more air. From the right side or the left side, balancing what we need. Our right nostril has the ability to raise our heart rate, give us a more stimulating experience, while our left nostril lowers our heart rate, calms us down. For a more relaxing experience, keeping everything in balance, from the right nostril to the left, mind relaxing, breathing relaxing, spiritually free. And while you're here, you might as well coach yourself in a blanket of serenity, or maybe tranquility, freedom. And as you do, your body cascades 1400 biochemical changes that promote growth and renewal. But when we feel competition, stress, or hurt, anger, our body releases 1200 biochemical changes of that nature. Right behind your breastbone, you have your thymus, which is also connected to your heart. And your thymus produces T cells that protect you from viruses. And it can shrink as we get older, and be prone to long-term stress. However, Dr. Joe Dispenza in the United States has had wonderful success with his clients, promoting heart coherence, where they can sustain the feelings of gratitude, joy, feelings of love, and the brain or neocortex then can't but help itself to hardwire those emotions together. One of his clients described waking up to a spontaneous, overwhelming feeling of love that lasted over 1 hour. And so they decided to just lay there in bed and embrace it. And most nurses believe their physicians that they work with do worthwhile work, or else they leave and go to a different hospital. And most physicians believe they work with other great physicians out of fear of losing their license. They just move on and work somewhere else if they don't think the environment is quite right. And all of the top hospitals in the United States feel that keywords are so important that they devote entire meetings to developing keywords. For example, if a nurse needed to put a patient at ease, they wouldn't say, "Look at this large needle, it's gonna get uncomfortable." Instead, for example, they might say, "Mr. Venus, Dr. Saturn cares about you very much, wants to make sure we do this blood draw so your lab results will be available when she comes to the hospital. I have 5 years of experience and have taken thousands of blood draws. May I look at your arm? I know this isn't a pleasant experience, but I have had advanced training to make this as comfortable as can be on you. And let me check your wristband. Patient safety is very important to us. How does Mr. Venus feel about his doctor? pretty good. Because she cares about him and is thinking about him. And how does the patient feel about his blood draw? Comfortable. And how does the patient feel about his safety? He feels very safe. And key words at key times, with key behaviors, make all the difference in the world. And next is to anticipate the needs of the patients. You can imagine if the call button is pushed too often, the nurses can't attend to performing their duties to the best of their ability. Like dressing wounds or checking for ulcers. And if the nurses don't ask before, they leave a patient's room. Do you have any questions? Guess what happened? A few moments later, they push the call button or complain to family or friends. And in Quint Studer's book, Hardwiring Excellence, he describes a patient waiting to complain to the COO or the administrator of a hospital is like a heat-guided missile. It just waits for you to arrive before it sets off. And the top three reasons why patients use call lines at a hospital is to use the bathroom, repositioning, and pain medication. To prevent these needs, the nurses will explain. You've just used the bathroom. I've placed the phone, tissues and trash can within reaching distance. And you've just had your pain medication. I will return in 2 hours, but if you need anything beforehand, please feel free to use the call button. And that's a win for the physician, that the nurse can complete their duty. It's a win for the nurse that they can complete their duties, and it's a win for the patient. They know what's going on. And how many times in a hospital are curtains drawn and undrawn? With no explanation. And if the curtains were drawn on you, what would you think? Would you feel safe? Would you think they were trying to hide something? Or maybe thought the hospital you were so sick. They didn't want anyone to see you. Because the mind will wander somewhere else, anywhere and everywhere else, unless you guide the mind. Mrs. Mars, I'm about to draw the curtains so you have privacy. Is that okay? And doctors are excellent with keywords because they've had years and years of experience using them. And you can set yourself up with key behaviors and keywords before you sleep. And I really don't know how you want to feel now or each day. Renew. Refreshed, deeply relaxed. But what I do know is you can enjoy the freedom of your breath, chest rising and falling. Expanding into this experience. And there are so many different places you can feel things, feelings in your fingers. Feelings of your shoulders, feelings of the muscles in your face, and isn't it wonderful to know you can change the way you feel in your fingers, your heart, the way you breathe into your space of your breath, space of your body, the space within space. And I wonder if you can begin to tune in to your body's lullaby, singing you to sleep. The hum at the back of your throat. The pulse of your breath. The silent pulses of your body. Loving you to sleep. The vibrations in your chest. The movement into physical comfort. A as you tune into your body's way of putting you soundly to sleep. No wonder in the future what key words and key behaviors you might remember to say to yourself, and what clients find useful is before bedtime allowing themselves to sit in a chair and set a stopwatch for 10 minutes. With permission to overthink the day, overthink keynotes of the week and the week ahead, really indulge in overthinking. What some clients notice is after a few minutes, they discover that they have to repeat their thoughts over and over again to fill up the time. They run out of things to think about. When they make their way to bed for a successful night's sleep, the distinction between sleeping and thinking through behaviors and keywords has already been made. But what you have is so much more wonderful than that. You have the freedom in your fingers and toes, the freedom to discover your way of doing things. And isn't it wonderful to know 10 years' time looking back how easy it was to remember every time you used to think you couldn't sleep, the heavier you felt. The more relaxed you became, the sleepier you were. Little by little, moment by moment, deeper into sleep now. As you tune in to your lullaby now, drifting, deeper, deep sleep. You're perfect, just as you are.